When you're using your laptop, do you ever look at the webcam and wonder, wouldn't it be creepy if some hacker got control of my webcam and is watching me right this minute? Well, I might have some disturbing news for you today.
Welcome to another episode of The Computer Tutor, tips, tricks, and advice from a computer pro, without all the tech talk. And now, here is your computer tutor, Scott Johnson.
Welcome back to the Computer Tutor Podcast. I'm Scott Johnson. I live here in the Tampa Bay area of Florida, and I have clients all over the U.S. who hire me to help them solve their computer problems. So if you need help with your computer, just give me a call. That's what I do. With this podcast, I try to cover topics that make it easier and safer for you to use your computer. And I try to do that with just simple explanations that anyone can understand. This isn't the Speak Like a Geek show. Most people aren't computer nerds. They just want their computer to do its job. Unfortunately, there are some people in this world that not only want to use their computer, but they want to use your computer as well, without you knowing about it. There's now a whole underground community of people that has learned how to take over the webcams of strangers just to watch them and to sometimes try to freak them out. They use software called a remote administration tool. So the acronym is RAT, or just the nickname RAT. Once they successfully take control of a computer, they call it their slave. Some of these people collect dozens or even hundreds of slaves. There's been a market created in this community, so slave computers are rented or sold back and forth between people. In researching this podcast, I found an online forum where these people meet. And really, from this point on, I'm just going to call them ratters. That's what they call themselves anyway, and what they do is ratting, again from the acronym RAT for Remote Administration Tool. Some of the veteran ratters have written full instruction manuals to show the newbies how to do this, and creating the software tool is not even that difficult. The challenge to the ratter comes in two areas. First, he has to get the software on your computer somehow. We'll talk about how he does that in just a minute. Then he has to hope that you don't notice your webcam light has come on, because it's only on when it's being used. If you're not sure if yours has a light that comes on, you can test it by going to a site called testmycam.com. You'll see a picture of yourself on the screen, and you can see if your webcam has a little light next to it. Then you just close the website and the light turns off. Well, it turns out that little light is a big problem for ratters. One of them said that whoever writes a program that disables the webcam light will be a very rich person. So pay attention to that light. If it comes on at random times, that could be a clue. What I found interesting are the ways that ratters get the software installed on your computer. They don't usually have physical access to their victim's computer, so they have to somehow get the victim to install it for them. So how do they do this? Well, there are actually a couple of ways that are commonly used. One way is through YouTube. The ratter posts a video on YouTube that he hopes will get a lot of views. Then down in the description under the video, there's an invitation to click on a link. So if lots of people view the video, a certain percentage will click on the link. And when they do, the software gets installed on their computer. Of course, one of the keys to this is that a lot of people have to be interested in seeing that video. If a ratter posts a video of his grandmother knitting a scarf, probably not too many people are going to go watch that. So what they do is just go and find a video that's really hot, one that's getting thousands or hundreds of thousands of views. He can just download that video, save it to his hard drive, and then upload it to YouTube as if it were his own video. Yes, this is stealing. And yes, it is against YouTube rules, but chances are it's going to be up for a while before YouTube catches it or someone reports it, and that probably is just enough time for it to snag a few victims. The other popular way for ratters to get their software on a lot of people's computers is through a thing called BitTorrent. Now, if you're a computer geek or if you're under the age of 30, you probably already know what BitTorrent is. For everyone else, I'll give you a brief explanation of how it works. Basically, BitTorrent is just a way for large groups of people to share files with each other. You have some video files I want, I have some music files you want, so we just download them from each other through this service called BitTorrent. And since there are literally millions of people logged on and sharing what's on their computer, just about anything you want is available for download. You just type in the name of a song, and BitTorrent will search and find all the people who are sharing that song from their computer. The problem is, you don't really know for sure what's being put on your computer when you download one of those files. That's why it's a great way for a ratter to spread his software. Think about it. The ratter has this file he wants you to download, so he's obviously not going to name it Creepy Webcam Guy or anything like that. What he's going to do is check and see what the hottest hit song is right now, like maybe the current song called Suit and Tie by Justin Timberlake. He just changes his file name to that, and then when anyone does a search on that song title, his file comes up and gets clicked on. So the victims think they're downloading this song, but they're actually putting this webcam hacking software on their computer. If this is all new to you, it might sound like it's very complicated, but believe me, it is not. It doesn't take a computer genius to figure out how to do this stuff. Okay, but the important stuff. How do you prevent this from happening to you or to your kids? Basically, there are three fundamental rules, and if you follow these rules, you should be okay. Rule number one is make sure your computer is protected. This means a good antivirus program, but I also recommend getting the paid version of Malwarebytes. It's an anti-spyware program. It's going to block a lot of the stuff from getting into your computer. It's only $25, and it's only a one-time purchase. There's no annual subscription. In fact, you can use it on you can use the same program when you replace your computer, so you don't have to buy it again. You can get it at computertutorflorida.com/malwarebytes. And that's all one word, and bytes is spelled with a Y. Rule number two, don't click on a link unless you know where it's taking you. If you get an email from someone with a link for you to click on, and you don't know where that link goes, don't click on it. This really applies to any link. I realize that's going to be very difficult for some people to follow that rule. For some people, any link in an email or on YouTube, it just has to be clicked on for curiosity, if nothing else. But that's what the ratters are counting on. Don't fall for it. Rule number three, stay away from BitTorrent sites. Downloading files from computers of people that you don't know, it's like taking a walk through a minefield. It's probably not going to turn out very well. If you have kids, make sure they're not visiting any BitTorrent sites either. On my website, I listed about 25 or so of the most popular BitTorrent sites. You can see that over at computertutorflorida.com/031. On that same page, I also put a video that came out recently on Yahoo News that talks about this. You might find that interesting. This is a good example of why you need to make sure your computer's secure. You know, I have people that sometimes say, I'm not really too concerned about protecting my computer all that much. I don't store anything important on there, so there's no reason that anyone ever would want to get into it. Well, the fact is, these guys are not looking for computers that have quote-unquote important stuff. They're just looking for any computer they can get into. It's like when a peeping Tom goes walking through the neighborhood. He's not looking for a house that looks interesting. He's just looking for an open window. Frankly, I was a little hesitant to talk about this topic on my podcast because it sounds like a lot of paranoia and just craziness. But what I've told you today is actually happening, and you need to know about it. I wanted to thank a couple of people who left me a review over at iTunes recently. Seafault 007 wrote, "So many tech podcasts are full of energy and also urgency, but the Computer Tutor is short, sweet, and mellow. I feel like my computer problems are not insurmountable. Thanks, Computer Tutor." And I also heard from SeaMonster3. He or she wrote, "This is a well-conceived, well-produced, simply presented, but not dumbed-down offering for the everyday computer user. A great example to techs like me of how to present solutions to the user without jargon or condescension." So thanks very much for that. I appreciate it. Ratings and reviews in iTunes really help my podcast get found by more people, and I really do appreciate that. As always, you're welcome to call and leave anything on my podcast voicemail line at 727-386-9468. I hope you all have a great week, and I'll see you back here next Monday with another computer tip. Well, that wraps up this episode of the Computer Tutor Podcast. I hope you enjoyed it. If you'd like to contact me with a question, a comment, or a suggestion for a future topic, you're welcome to do so at my website, computertutorflorida.com. And while you're there, sign up for my free Monday morning email newsletter. If you have a computer problem, give me a call at 727-254-9078. In many cases, I can take care of a problem remotely, so it doesn't matter if you're here in Florida, up in Maine, or way out in California. I'd love to help. Thanks again for listening, and have a great week. God bless.